From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Islamic State terror group says it's responsible for killing at least 80 people and wounding hundreds more in a suicide bomb attack at a protest rally in Kabul Saturday. Here now from a public health official in Afghanistan.
All required medical services are being provided to the victims of the incident in Kabul. The deaths as well as the injured people were transferred to several Kabul-based governmental hospitals, and they're receiving required and expected medical care with the best and optimal capacity and quality in different hospitals.
A website linked to the Islamic State said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiites, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. The attack occurred as thousands of ethnic Hazaras marched through the streets to demand a planned power line be rerouted through their poverty-stricken region. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine are campaigning together for the first time as running mates, promoting a message of optimism after a Republican convention where many speakers warn America is in decline. Clinton introduced Kaine, to a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida on Saturday.
We will offer a very different vision for our country. One that is about building bridges, not walls. Embracing the diversity that makes our country great.
Clinton said Kaine is a fighter for minorities and the impoverished, who is everything Donald Trump and Mike Pence are not, speaking of the Republican ticket. This is VOA News.